Advances in printing technology are breaking down barriers for the blind. New printers at the Cloverneuk Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired decrease the amount of time workers must spend hand creating images. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson, and this is Focus on Technology. Cloverneuk textbook graphic specialist Saul Garza is hard at work in his studio. The artist hand-draws a circle, uses a punch tool to create a raised outline, and then glues separate cardstock on top of that so it stands out. This master copy then goes into a machine that will produce one image onto Braille paper with a heated coil machine. In the past, this is the only way it was done.
The heated coils are placed over the master. You have to wait for the vacuum form to take effect. And the results are your image in a raised form.
This high-quality graphic takes time, maybe almost an hour. One especially complicated image Garza holds up is a peacock. He had to cut out all the feathers and glue them on individually. Samuel Fuchs is the printing house manager.
So think collage, raised lines created by actually getting pieces of string and gluing them down to a piece of paper and essentially creating a hand-tooled collage tactile graphic that then would be molded with plastic sheets over the top.
Cloverneuk is the largest Braille producer by volume in the U.S. It produces over 20 million pages per year, most for the Library of Congress. It also prints the Braille editions of Rolling Stone and National Geographic magazines and the menus for McDonald's. Recently, Cloverneuk received foundation money to buy a $15,000 Braille printer. It dramatically speeds up the image-making process. Garza uses graphic design software to create the images on a computer.
If we had to do 30 graphics, it's a matter of clicking a button and it's done.
And that's what Garza did after creating that same circle.
So the results are actually shown. And if I have to print this image out, let's say the customer were to order 30 copies of the same image, it's just a matter of going to my machine and pressing that, you know, that cue, that print cue.
Garza sees benefits especially for children's books and subjects that use graphics like algebra. Printing house manager Fuchs says the new printer allows them to enhance the work they do.
And at Cloverneuk, we've always been very Braille specific. So for us, tactile graphics are something that we've done, but historically we haven't had a lot of capacity. So there are other organizations that specialize in textbooks that produce quite a bit more in terms of tactile graphics than we do.
But this new printer combined with another one that uses UV rays to dry ink on the page for high-quality museum graphics or ADA signage may allow the organization to expand its production. Go to our website to see pictures and a video of the old way versus the new way of creating graphics. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.